You know, if there's anyone who's still trying to clutch at any shred of an idea that there's something of value in Gamergate...
You're prepared to sit down and have a reasonable conversation with them about it, to try and explain your position and let them explain theirs so there can be some sort of concord between the people who declared gamers dead and the gamers themselves?
They need to shut the fuck up right fucking now!
I see you're familiar with the anti-Gamergate party line.
If you've been fortunate enough to not even know what this fucking drivel is, good on you.
That's true. You'll never see more hate and bile spewed at grassroots consumer activists than by the anti-Gamergate gaming press and the people who defend them and their corrupt ways.
Potted history? It started with some sad fucking loser pouring out hate on an ex-girlfriend, telling a shitload of lies, and it got worse from there.
Personally, I think that when someone admits the accusations levelled against them, it means they weren't lies.
It just means, yeah, bitches fuck things up, don't they?
This is the full Macintosh scale. Full Macintosh is when someone makes an assumption that bears no resemblance to reality and proceeds from there. Let's see where Angry Aussie goes.
And then the hate on any woman who's speaking out or doing anything different in any aspect of gaming. That's what Gamergate is. Gamergate is a bunch of sad fuck-ups behaving in a sad, fucked-up way.
Wow, that was quite the diatribe. But you can already see how ridiculous this sounds. On the one hand, you've got a very diverse group of people agitating for some actual standards and ethics in gaming journalism. And on the other hand, you've got raving lunatics like this guy, who are defending the establishment.
And after they suddenly realised, oh, wait a minute, this is a little wank circle echo chamber that not many people agree with, they start clutching, oh no, actually, this is about integrity in gaming journalism. Yes, what it is! It's about integrity and gaming journalism.
Well, I want to believe this raving lunatic, but after 2 months and almost 2 million tweets, I find it difficult to believe there's a group of such committed misogynists anywhere on Earth. It seems a lot more believable that they might be concerned about corruption.
So of course they went after the big publishing houses that pay the big gaming websites and magazines.
Of course, this is some kind of standard tactic that misogynists use, isn't it? It's nothing to do with the fact that on August the 28th, the gaming press declared war on their readership and literally published plans for people like this guy on how they can help end gamers. I know it sounds crazy, but this really happened.
Actually, magazines are still a thing, aren't they?
You seem a little bit out of the loop, so let me introduce you to something that we in the modern world call Google.
They're probably still a thing. I don't know. Things move so fast.
I know. It's a confusing world out there.
Let's pretend they are. But anyone who's anyone knows these big sites, these big review sites, it's fucking payola.
Yes, that is an example of corruption in gaming journalism. Precisely the thing that Gamergate is fighting against.
If they give a bad review to a major title from a major release, they'll just get cut dead from everything else.
So when the gaming press attacks Gamergate, what you are saying is that they are defending their right to take payola.
So you get these fluff reviews for fucking everything. But no, that's not what they go after.
Certainly sounds like the sort of thing they think they're going after.
They're going after independent game makers and reviews.
This is absurd. Kotaku, for example, is owned by Gawker Media, and Gawker was worth at least $300 million in 2009. Gamasutra, one of the main culprits in this whole debacle, is owned by UBM TechWeb, a company with almost £800 million in annual revenues.
They're going after women who've spoken up and said, you know what? There's some fucked up attitudes in the gaming, and they've exhibited...
If you go on to tell us that they exhibit particularly angry, hateful, or strident opinions, I'm going to count it as projection.
No, there's no fucked up, you cunt whore! I'm going to give out your fucking home address, and I'm going to come around and rape you and your family!
Right, I didn't see any of that, but I guess we just follow different people on Twitter. But from the people I follow, I know that this behaviour happens on both sides of the fence. Several prominent pro-Gamergate people have been sent threats and harassment through the mail, some people multiple times. But I suppose they should STFU about that.
That has actually specifically happened multiple times!
I'm quite happy to take you at your hysterical word for that. But I'll do the anti-Gamergate side the courtesy of not assuming that they are all hysterical maniacs who send syringes and knives through the mail.
Oh, and then they've come up with this, oh, we're a leaderless organisation, you know, like the Occupy movement. Shut the fuck up, you snivelling fucking cowards!
The conclusion doesn't follow the premise, primarily because you've characterised Gamergate as an organisation, whereas it's actually a consumer revolt. There aren't any leaders because there's no organisational structure. Frankly, at this point, for me, it's more about the way I'm being treated.
Gamergate is misogyny and lies! That's what it fucking is!
Even if you knew nothing else about Gamergate, how likely is it that tens of thousands of people would come together under a hashtag to publicly hate women for 2 months and 2 million tweets?
If you have any other agenda, get the fuck out of Gamergate!
The people who are opposed to Gamergate will literally stoop to any level to try and end Gamergate as a hashtag. To date, this is included but is not limited to flatly denying that anti-Gamergate people declared gamers to be over, claiming that the Death of Gamers articles means that we are now somehow all gamers. Jonathan McIntosh, the writer and producer of Feminist Frequency, and the man for which the hashtag FullMacintosh was coined, arbitrarily declared that Gamergate was over and that they had already lost. Certain press outlets declared that it was already gone and that lessons could be learned from it. Some people were capable of such monumental doublethink as to think that Gamergate itself was an attack on ethical journalism. And this get out of Gamergate now propaganda war is just the latest in a long line of failed attempts to control the narrative. Judging by this fellow's particularly petulant demands, I can only assume that the narrative is still way out of their control.
If you think a movement for integrity is important, I would agree with you!
Personally, I find that quite hard to believe, because you seem to have a bit of an axe to grind.
That's not Gamergate! Gamergate is lies, misogyny, and fucking hate!
I wonder what would happen if anti-Gamergate people looked into a mirror.
I would have slightly more time for these people who, if they just came out and said, yeah, I don't want these bitches fucking here.
I would think naked self-interest would prevent anyone from coming out as being so openly misogynist. The problem is that people who aren't gamers are coming in and messing things up. We know they're not gamers because they declared gamers to be over. And their constant attempts to mischaracterize Gamergate make them seem bafflingly pro-corruption.
Oh, making me think. Oh, making me have values. Fuck that, I hate that, and I want to get rid of it.
Listen, I have no idea why anyone would go to such extreme lengths to mischaracterize Gamergate as an attack on women instead of a consumer revolt against unethical journalism. I can only assume it's because they want to continue doing what they're doing, which according to this fellow is them taking payola for fluff pieces.
But the lying fucking shit weasel cowards won't even admit what they are!
People on the fence often ask why Gamergate doesn't ever try a dialogue with the anti-Gamergate side. The answer is that we do. A lot. And this is what we're met with. After 2 months of this kind of thing, what is there left to say? They are simply convinced, beyond all reason, that we must be lying when we say we don't hate women.
And it's ridiculous because it's so obvious what they are. Everyone knows you're lying, you pathetic fucking loser!
See? He literally says it's ridiculous to think that Gamergate is about anything other than misogyny.
There are two sorts of people still promoting Gamergate.
Trigger warning, extreme bigotry ahead.
The overwhelming majority are nasty, fucked up, right-wing, misogynist little shitheads. The others are people who've been sucked in by nasty, lying, misogynist shitheads. That's all there is! That's all there is to it!
This kind of innate hatred of the right is extremely characteristic of the extreme progressive left. Frankly, I find both extreme right and extreme left views to be equally as dangerous for different reasons. The right is usually the more aggressive one, so I really can't explain this.
The fuckwits and their dupes! That's it! And they'll peddle out your, whoo! Here's a woman who says, she doesn't agree. Therefore, all is well. That makes no fucking sense.
It probably would have made sense if you'd finished your sentence, but even then it probably would have been wrong. Either way, no one from Gamergate is saying, whatever straw man you were trying to construct there.
Women aren't an amorphous blob. Men aren't an amorphous blob.
Okay.
I'm a white guy. Therefore, if I say something, all of the white guys think the same and negate. What the fuck? That makes no sense at all.
Then why are you saying it, you lunatic?
Gamergators are a bunch of snivelling, whiny little fucking man babies. And as I've learned earlier this year, there's a big crossover between them and men's rights activists.
There's the axe that he's trying to grind. Go on then, chap. Tell us about your innate hatred of a whole group of people.
Who are the most pathetic fucking whiner losers on the fucking internet.
Not being an MRA, I actually have no idea. But someone from Vice magazine does. Since one of their quote-unquote journalists infiltrated a men's rights group and says, quote, "It immediately became clear that the vast majority of these men were deeply wounded. And it made him think that these men need a support group more than they need a movement." So I suppose you're right. But unfortunately, I can't just hate the people below me. I actually find myself empathizing and thinking they're but for the grace of God.
So I fully expect these shitheads to come out of the fucking woodwork. You've got a mangina. You're whooped.
Yeah, damaged people are prone to lash out. I guess we'll bring this to a close then, Mr. Aussie. So if you could just give us a quick, concise roundup of exactly how Anti-Gamergate thinks of Gamergate, that would be wonderful. Thanks very much.
I'm a fucking human, okay? And you're a subhuman, worthless piece of fucking slime, and you need to shut the fuck up!